Shempe Gimel Aleph. Hiniach Gacheles Alev Shor Chaveiroi. So if a person puts directly puts a coal on an animal, Kishu Kofus, and the animal's tied up, Vinisraf, Oy Shedokfoy Layam, or you pushed an animal into the yam and it can't get out, Chayiv, you are Chayiv for that. Vimhiniach Gacheles Alev Chaveiroi Vinisraf, that's a separate issue. So what's the chiddush of this halacha? Right? What's the chiddush of this halacha? So the Sma says in Aleph, Haisis, again, you put a coal on an animal, you're chayv. Mazel tov, obviously, when you burnt the animal. Why wouldn't you be chayv? So look at the Sma in Aleph. The Sma says, Haisis savor, I would have thought, it's only because it's tied up. If the animal wouldn't be tied up, then you'd say that why in the world am I chayiv for that? I put the coal on the animal, but the animal is not tied. Let the animal shake it off. Haisi savor shashor yinaneya me'el of kedarka kashiyargish chamim was takachelas umazul debal ashor garam. You have a stupid jar. What do you want from me? Most shvarim, when they feel a coal on their belly starting to burn them alive, are probably going to shake off the coal. And if your animal didn't, it's not my problem. So it's only if it's chayiv when it's kafus, if it was tied up. Now, another thing that argument someone could say is, oh, that wasn't me, that was just the coal. That wasn't me, that was the coal. And that's part of this whole halacha that we're going to learn today is what is called Adam Amazik and what's called Mammon Amazik. And this is very important. Your intent was to be Mazik. He put the coal there. But if the animal could shake it off, you're still potter. It's that if the animal's tied up, then you're chayef. And the animal has nothing to do with it. Can't get out of it. Now, the MS is that this brings up a whole entire shaila of what is the difference between Adam Amazik and Mammon Amazik. Right? We've been learning this entire Zman, Adam Amazik, Adam Muad La'olam, right? If there's three words that you should remember from this whole Zman, at least remember that. Adam Muad La'olam. Right? So that a person is chayiv for their damage. But there's another type of damage, which means that your property damages someone. Right? The classical Arba Avos Nezikin. Hashor v'abor v'mava v'hever. Right? Your fire, your shor, your bar damages someone. So those things are different types of chiyuv. And we're going to learn at what point does something become your chiyuv, at what point does something become your mammon. And mammon has different halachas than you. Sometimes mammon is only chatzi nezek, sometimes mammon is not chayiv for kalim, sometimes if it's a bar, sometimes mammon is only chayiv in the rishos harabim. There's different chiyuvim. So I'll just throw you an example we're going to get to hopefully by the end of this year, is now, you know, who would have thought it was so negeya, but now it's very negeya. What happens if you set up your self-driving car and it gets into a car accident? Is that Adam Amazik or is that Mammon Amazik? Is that me or is that my shor? My car damage, not me. So is that like a shor damaging? Right? So we just posed the shaila to the Olam. If you set up your self-driving car and it gets into an accident, is that Adam Amazik or is that a shor? So, because the whole shir is going to be based on the difference between Adam Amazik and Mammon Amazik. Okay, so that's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph is if you put down a fire on a animal, you don't say, oh, it was the coal that damaged. No, that's called you. That's called you. You damaged. Like Zami said, that was your kavana. You tried to damage. So therefore, that's you. You're a chayef. Okay. So that's pasha. If you threw an animal into the yam, you don't say, well, the water drowned it, not me. Right? You don't say that. You're obviously chayef. Okay. Now, the truth is, halacha beis is really a separate halacha, which now I'm realizing there's a lot to cover without halacha beis. So maybe we'll go back to halacha beis. Let's go to Gimel. Okay? So that was Sif Aleph. Let's go to Gimel. Next page. Shnayim shehimisu es habehema ke'echad o yishavu es hakli ke'echad. Mishashlim b'neim. Two people damaged an animal together at the same time, or they broke a clay at the same time, they split the damage, which we really covered that last week a little bit, or 2 weeks ago rather, been together the five people that sat on the chair. Now just to chazen that over, because that's going to get the next halacha. The halacha of five people that sat on the chair, we had a Mechuyis Rashi in the Torah. Rashi says that if the five people who sat on the chair could have sat there forever, and it would have never gotten broken. But then the sixth person sat down, as long as the five had time to get up and they didn't, all six are considered the mazikim. But the Torah says that only the sixth guy, only the last guy is called the mazik, unless the five people would have had to get up anyway at some point. Like it would have broken in 10 minutes and or in an hour, and now that the sixth guy sat there, it broke in 10 minutes, then they're chayv. But if the five people sitting there would have never broken the chair, then only the sixth guy is chayv. That's where the Torah learns. So look at the next halacha, Dalet. Chamisha sheinichu chamisha chavilois ala behema v'loy mesa. So that sugya was talking that you sat on the chair and it broke because of your weight. So the whole shiloh was get up, not get up, etc., right? But now it's a different shiloh. You put five people, each person put a bundle on a cow, on a chamor, on a donkey. And now a sixth guy came and put another bundle on the donkey. Is that the same thing as the chair? Or is there a distinction there? So here it says, "V'loy mesa ubaze ha'achrin v'iniyach chavilasoy aleha umesa imhaisa mehalechas boisem chavilos." If it could have walked because of the first five, umishahaisiv zeh chavilasoy, and only because of the sixth package, amda v'loy halcha, and then it stopped. Ha'achrin chayiv, only the last one is chayiv. V'im mitchila loheisa mehalechas, and if originally it couldn't go, ha'achrin potter, the last guy is potter. So, same thing as we said before, but there's a difference here. Here it sounds like no matter what, the last guy is chayiv, only. And l'chayra, the reasoning is because we go look at the Torah, and that since the first five, the animal was walking fine, it could carry the first five packages. Only the sixth package is what caused the animal to die, then only the sixth guy is chayiv. I would add on that maybe if the first five owners are not there, maybe they're potter anyway, because the whole chiyuv on the first five is because they could have gotten up from the chair. But here, they're not there. How could they have taken their package off? I mean, maybe there's no chiyuv on them at all. But the shach says even if they are there, they don't have to take it off because we're passing like the tour that the animal was fine with the first five packages, and therefore it's only the sixth package which caused it to die, and therefore it's the sixth guy which is chiyuv. Okay? Now comes a very interesting halacha. What if you don't know? We never dealt with this. It's a good shaila. Rabbi said, what do you hold about this? Maybe all six are chayiv. You know, you have a scenario here that we don't know what happened. Maybe the first five are chayiv. Why are the first five chayiv? Because maybe their package killed the animal. And the sixth guy didn't do anything. Maybe only the sixth guy is chayiv because the first five didn't do anything, only his package killed. And now all six are on the animal. Now that everyone shows up. So you got six people there, six packages, a dead animal, and the owner of the animal. And they're sitting there calling the police, like, you know, trying to make a police report. Okay? Vim Safik. What would be the halacha based on the fact that we know the concept, Motzi Mechaveh, right? Alav Haraya. There's a concept, right? The basic concept that in order to take money out of someone, you got to prove it. So what would you say over here?
There's one more time.
What?
You don't even know whether the animal would have died on his own within the year, regardless.
Okay, but that we're not bringing that in right now.
That's also a relevant factor.
Well, the animal had been taking packages back and forth for the last 6 months.
It doesn't mean
anything. Okay, but now we don't bring that in. It doesn't sound like that's a tzad. It's only a tzad if right now, as you put the thing on, it started suffocating or whatever. So assuming that the animal was a good animal, so it could be the five are chayv and the six is potter. It could be the six is chayv and the five are potter. But we do know that between...
I would have thought,
Hamotz Mechalav Raya and the owner is stuck. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Vim ein yadua, if you don't know what to do, kulam mishalmim b'shaveh. They split the damage in six. Unbelievable halacha. We don't see much of a chavraya here because the owner goes to the six people and says, I had a good animal and you guys killed it. You guys figure it out, but I want money from you six people. I have a raya. My raya is that amongst you six people killed each other, killed my animal. So I know that I have money by you six people. So I want from you six, I want my money back. So apparently that's a good enough claim. They have to fight it out amongst themselves. So there's no way to machria. So all of them have to pay the equal amount. It's a little bit of a chiddush. It's a little bit of a chiddush because I would have thought maybe you would say a motzim mechaval v'raya on this.
Well, what's the marker for this? Is this like a rabbinic?
I think it's a Rambam.
Is it like a svara he's making up, or is this like a real din?
What? So the groin brings that it's a tesefta. It's a tesefta. I don't think it's a takana. I think it's mikra din. What?
So the chiddush is between the six guys.
The chiddush is that between the six guys.
The group definitely owes.
The group owes him the money, and therefore they have to pay him. Alright? And I was, you guys are bound together clopping my claim. It's a nice chiddush. Okay, so this we never discussed this by the chair case. Right? We in the chair case we thought everything was clear. It says up to £1,000. You have five people there, they're all £199, they're good. A sixth guy sits down, everything's clear. What if it's not clear? I don't know, I'm £199, I'm £201, I don't know. When's the last time I was on a scale? I have no idea.
So why can't you say Maisim Chaver Varaya?
So that's what I'm saying. I would have thought that the Nizik has to go to each one and make their claim. The chiddush of this halacha is that the Nizik has a claim to the group of six. And says, you six people killed my animal.
The other shaila is, does each one owe exactly six? Let's say one guy's bankrupt, so the other guys can pay in. Is it joint and several liability?
Right, it's a joint, and the point that they all have to come up with the money, and then they can claim it from him.
Right.
They could put a lien on his stuff. But bottom line is that Klepi, the owner, he doesn't care. The owner says, I want my money from you guys.
We have a question: if only three guys pay, can he not lean?
That's what I was trying to say. You know, is the pshat in this halacha? I don't know what to make of this halacha. To me, it was a very surprising halacha. But I don't know if the pshat is like you're saying, is that he comes to the group of six and says, I want my money, and then they have to pay. And then they can work it out amongst themselves? Or does it just translate into a claim of 16%
against
each one?
Well, by the chamor, it might be a different situation. What is this chamor? They were renting the chamor for them to put on packages, but a bench, stamma bench. But chamor, it might have been, what is it, a rental? They stamma put on packages on this.
I don't think it's, I don't know, I'm not sure it's different.
It's got to be a situation. You tell them how you can put your packages on my chamor.
No, obviously they had permission to do it. They obviously had permission, but.
So he gave the permission.
He gave permission, but not to kill it, I'm saying.
Okay, but did he rent it out to them now?
I don't know what he did. Yeah, he rented it out, but not to kill it. I'm saying that's what we're talking about.
Rabbi, your last question.
Okay, then there's soichim. If there's soichim, there's different halachos.
Yeah, what?
If there's soichim, it's different halachos.
Okay, whatever, within that parameters.
Rabbi's last point, whether they have to figure out themselves, how much, but he says we're fair. Everybody has to pay, you know, whatever.
Right, is that the pshat is that pshat is he has a claim on the group for the whole damage, or is it he has an individual claim on each one for a sixth?
Each one has a chayes.
Each one has a chayes for his portion. Okay, fine. That's how you want to read. I that's pashtus. That's correct. Okay. I thought that was an interesting halacha. What?
Can't go to one and ask for more money.
Right.
That's all I have to pay you.
Right. No, I'm just, it's another knach on that whole halacha that we learned 2 weeks ago. That, you know, there is some sort of joint achrayas here. There's somewhat of a joint achrayas here.
But if they didn't exceed a reasonable maximum load, why don't we apply Mishmach Masol, Machmas Malacha? Everybody's butter
Mishmach. You're right. If they didn't, if I don't know if they're a shoyl or a soicha, I don't know what the case was. That's what I'm saying. No. If it's not, that's that toisvus. That toisvus says that you can never obligate anyone for a bench because benches are made to sit on. And it says he uses the rule of meisa machmas malacha. But okay, so we're obviously going in the shita that what you did was not what you're supposed to do. You overweighted it.
Yeah,
Okay. Interesting halacha. Let's move on to hay. Shrimping gimel hay. Next sif. Hakoyvesh behemas chaveroi b'mayim. Oy sheinicha b'chama v'tzimtzim aleha hamakoyim. Kedei shelo timtza tzad al shaharakta at shaharakta chama chayv. What happens if, again, we're trying to figure out in halacha, this is a very good introduction to next man, which is, you're only chayiv for direct damage. You're not chayiv in halacha for indirect damage. You're chayiv for damage that you did with your own two hands. So what happens if I tie an animal down in the water? It's already in the water. The case we said in Sif Aleph, I threw it in the water. The case in Sif Beis is that the animal's already underwater, but it was planning on coming up, and I held it down. So you could argue, I didn't damage it, I just didn't let it come up. So the Gemara says, no, you're chayiv for that. That's number one. Then it says, what about the case of hinicha b'chama? V'tzimtzeim aleha b'makam she'en yacholatzis. The animal's is outside, and you tie the animal down. And now the animal's going to get dehydrated and die from the sun. Is that indirect or that direct damage? Is that direct or indirect? Am I chayev? Am I not chayev? Is it maybe it's eish? Well, what's the chiv? So tzimtzeim aleha is chayev. Okay? That means if you make it that the animal cannot leave and the animal's stuck where it is, okay, then the halacha is that you're chayev. Okay? But what happens if it was already stuck in a room? What happens if the animal was in a room, a closed room, and usually the animal once a day goes out and gets water and food and comes back in? And what I did was I locked the door. There I'm potter because that's a grama. Because I just didn't let it go out. There's nothing. Right? But if I, because I didn't touch the animal directly, I just locked the door. This whole chiv is only when you're interacting directly with the animal. You took the animal, you locked him down, you tied him down in the sun, that you're chayav for. But if you just locked the door, you're potter. Why? Because that's considered more indirect. These are like, you know. So, fine. Okay, there's a lot of, obviously, pratim in this. And each case is different. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about if you did this to a person, are you chayv misa? You know, whatever. But if you leave something, so let's take a simple example. What happens if you went and into a grocery store and you unplugged their freezer? And they lost all their stuff. What are you old? You're chayiv, you're potter? Is that tzimtzim? Is that like this? Like you tied down their stuff in the sun, basically. Or is that called locking up the door? Or is that just called locking the door? So that's for sure. If you take out all their stuff out of the freezer, right? They're away for Shabbos. They're away for Pesach. They close their store. You go in the store, you take all their stuff out of the freezer, even though... Look, you could say it's indirect. I put it down on the floor. It was still frozen when I left. Right? What happened? Yeah, 3 days later, it's spoiled. That's not me. That's called direct damage. That's called this halach of tzimtzim. That's the truth in the Sefer Laharis Nasan says like that. That's for sure. Okay? So if you take all the stuff out of the freezer, you don't say, well, it got defrosted because of room temperature. No, it wasn't me doing it. That you don't say that. Okay, but I do have a question. What would be if you just unplugged the freezer? What would be in that case? Because in that case, you didn't directly interact with the food. You more like maybe, is that more similar to locking the door? Or is that more similar to, you know, leaving it out in the sun and tying the stuff down? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
The freezer, it's made to be plugged in. It's made to be working.
Unplugging itself is considered the
mice. It's damage.
It's not like locking the door. It's an actual mice. You're unplugging the freezer, turning off the freezer.
The fact doesn't happen immediately, but it's relevant.
But you did a master, you did a definitive
point. You're sabotaging the food.
Is there any difference between unplugging and taking the things out?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I mean, I'm not saying the difference is based on what we're learning in this sif, is that you're more accountable for damage that you do when you interact directly with the item.
If it's intent by unplugging it.
So when you take the stuff out, you put it into a situation that now it's gonna die. So that's the same thing as taking the animal into the sun and tying him down in the sun. That's open in the halacha yechayev. It's also open in the halacha that if you just lock the door and then the animal can't escape, that you're potter because you didn't interact directly with the animal. So here I'm wondering, right, in the case of the food, so taking the food out is like putting it in the sun. That would be the equivalent. But what about to unplugging the freezer? I think that maybe is that similar to the animal? The animal is in a place. It could have gotten out. Now you made it unsafe for the animal to stay here. So, or do you say that... L'chor it's garmi. L'chor it's some sort of garmi. I don't know if it's direct, but l'chor it's garmi.
It's direct enough that it'll be garmi.
What?
It's direct enough to be a garmi.
L'chor.
It goes above grama. It's more than a grama. Grama would be if you did something...
To the electric. Like you made him not pay the electric grama. Bill or something. Right.
But when you actually turn the thing off, that's probably garmi.
Right. It could be it's not mamish considered mazik biadayim, but it could be it's like a shtickle indirect. It could be it's a shtickle like indirect, but I think I believe it sounds like everyone here thinks that it would be chayv also. I'm not sure how much value our opinion, collective opinion, has in the halacha, but I would think that it's some sort of garmi as well. But it's an interesting point. What I'm trying to say is that not everything that we think is considered damage is really damage. And that's clear in this halacha. Like you're saying, logically, I don't see any difference between taking the animal and locking it in the sun or closing the door and that he can't get any starves to death. What's the difference? In terms of my kavana, my intent to damage, in terms of my involvement... No, but the halacha, everything has to be exactly mugdar, has to be defined according to what it is. So if you're interacting with it directly, it's called mazik v'yadayim. If not, it's maybe called indirect, and you're potter for that. Okay? Now, let's get into Shin Pei Dalid. Shin Pei Dalid. Adam ha-mazik shaloi begufay. So what's the halacha here? Echad ha-mazik biyadai. What happens if a person shoots a bow and arrow, or an arday, an age, a gun? Okay, and he kills an animal. So do you say, oh, that wasn't me, that was just the bullet? Or you opened up the hose, and the guy's stuff gets damaged because it got wet. Or he spit in the air and it damaged the guy. He's sent his suit to the cleaners now. So, if it damaged while it was coming from you, it's called koichai, your koach, your power, your energy. So, if your energy is what's causing the damage, that's called you. So, you did the bow and arrow and it damaged, that's you. It's not the arrow. Now, chiddush. You open the hose. Is that my energy? The energy is the water. I'm just taking away. When I open the hose, I'm just allowing the force from the water to come out. That's called koichai also. It's also called your energy. Because you're taking ownership over the water. So your energy, the water coming out from your energy, all those things is called you. However, once it falls on the ground and stays there, now it's not your energy anymore. Now it's your moment. It's like a bar and has the halachas of bar. What's the halacha of bar? Bar shar v'la adam, chamar v'la kelim. You're put on kelim when it comes to a bar. So if you turned on the hose and the guy's books were there and they got ruined, you're chayiv. If you turn on the hose and there's water there, and then the whole delivery of books came and whatever, and they got ruined, then you're potter. Because now it's not you anymore. Now your force put it there, but that's not what damaged. What damaged is after the fact. After the fact, it becomes bar, and bar has the halachas, a different halachas than other. What?
It's an intervening of God.
Yeah. In other words, right. This is some sort of once it's not your power anymore. Now it's a bar. Now it's mamon amazik, not other mamazik. Oh, so now first of all. There is a whole discussion. I raise it. Avol he miniach al arutz v'achakach niskom hem adam. I raise the chayiv mishum boirei shekol takola told us boru. Because this gets into this whole thing that in halacha, your moment damaging is different than you damaging, and you have to. When is it you and when is it your money? It's you when it's coming with your energy. It's your money after it lands, and then it's bar. Okay, so. There's right, so in Eretz Yisrael, you have this. They had this shaila. We had a die in here. This book discussed the shaila that the person upstairs had a shower that was leaking into the downstairs. So every time, so someone turned on the shower, the water goes on. The water then leaks into the apartment beneath it and damages the apartment beneath it. So if the damage happens to the apartment as it's dripping, possibly one would say that's koicha, you're chayiv for that. So as it's dripping down, there's stuff there and you're chayiv. But what happens if the stuff lands on the floor and you never cleaned it up and then it eventually ruined the tiles? Maybe that's bar in your potter. Because it didn't happen at the time that it's only because after it landed, that's how it happened. Or if it landed and the person slipped. Right? So it would really depend on how it damaged. But it also depends.
But it's also the walls. I mean, there's so much damage besides the actual tile. It's just leaking itself. It's massive damage. These are mice and macholyom that's leaking shiloh.
Right. But I'm saying the way it damages is going to make a difference in halacha. Is it damaging at the time of it with your energy, or is it damaging only because it rolled here, rolled there, and then by the time it's already karach sheni? That's another halacha. This is only chayv and koach rishon. It's not chayv and koach sheni.
Is that called?
What's koach rishon? What's koach sheni? Koach rishon is your initial energy. Koach sheni is it's a delayed energy.
But the grocery store has something that spills on the floor, and 2 hours later, someone walks by and slips.
Right, that's what we said last time. That all this stuff that you have to take liability insurance because if someone stubs their toe on your property, you're chayv. It's b'chol not posh in halacha. They're chayv for that. Right? Just because, you know, you were on your phone, you were spacing out, and then you bump your head on my wall. Now, like, you have to know exactly if I'm always chayiv for everything that, you know. That we spoke about a different time. But okay.
What about Lugavi Natilasidai?
Oh, so do these halachas come into play? So the same thing. So this is where that whole shaila of we talked about if you turn on water. What if you turn on an electrical current? Is turning on electrical current the same thing as turning on a water? So what happens if I turn on electricity and the electricity went and made an electrical fire? So l'chayim chayiv. That's adam, because that's my koyach. So here you get into that whole shaila. Here you get into the whole shaila of what we said before. What happens if you have your robot and you program your robot, and as you're programming your robot to go, and the robot goes and damages someone? You hear the shaila? You chayev or not?
Shouldn't it be the same thing as a cotton that you know is going to do it?
What?
Shouldn't it be the same thing as a cotton that you know who's going to do it? If you send your Europe the cotton,
right?
You're chayev.
That's your shlichus. I don't know if this is b'koich shlichus. This is more this din. This is more alts koichai, not alts shlichus.
Kathy, with the shower, you're not doing it in order to damage the person. You're doing it to...
Right. So I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if kavana matters if you actually damaged him. You're saying you need kavana for that? Okay, I hear. It definitely, certain things we'll learn next month. If you have kavanah, it's worse. But this, if it's your stuff, you got to be careful not to damage people, even if it's not pakavana. You have to be careful. It's not just don't think about damaging people. Don't let your stuff damage people, even if you're not thinking about it. So, l'chaira, one could say that this was not a common shayla in the previous tshuvas. Why? Because there was no self-driving cars in the zman of the even the recent achrayim, and there was no robots. Right, and there's no, you know, you program yourself, your robot vacuum, and then went up and vacuumed someone's $100 bill. Right, so now what happens? So what could we shtel tzu to it? L'chaira, we could say maybe that it has to do with the achrayim. When did the achrayim discuss this? The achrayim had a very long arichus about something that you press a button and then it goes on through you pressing a button. Is that considered you doing it or not? When was that a big shiloh? Machine matzahs.
Right.
Machine matzahs. Is it considered lishma? Because in order to eat Pesach, Seder, matzahs, you need to have lishma. It needs to be made for the purpose of this. So what did they argue? They said, well, when I press the button, I'm having lishma. Now you're making 18 minutes worth of matzah. It's all coming from my original lishma. And the others argued, well, you turned on the button, lishma. So the first what the first thing on the conveyor belt maybe is lishma, but the rest is just happening on its own. So if you makbid on hand matzah, maybe you're potter. In other words, maybe that shiloh would be a shiloh over here. Most poskim l'maisa hold at the end that it works. Well, we're makbid and all these other things. At the end of the day, if you only have shmura machine matzah by the Seder, you make a bracha of asher kedushan mitzvah to an alchias matzah. I don't think anyone's going to argue on that. At the end of the day, Roiv Poiskim came out that the machine matzah is good enough. But we might say we're makbid on the hand matzah to make sure, extra, whatever. So, some people are really makbid on this. Like machine matzah is like, we had a guy once, we have breakfast for the Bochum on Chol Hamoed. So one guy said, oh, it's such a good idea, breakfast for the Bochum, whatever. So we brought breakfast and he came back, yeah, machine matzah, I want my money back. he wanted us to sponsor the breakfast. So he said, fine, machine matzah, you use my money for machine matzah? I want my money back. But the point is, it could be, and also the Chazon Ish talks about it, Benegea, that he does talk about it, because they had machines that would do all the harvesting. So the Chazon Ish has a few shilas, Benegea, Shvius, Shemitah, and Shabbos. If self-harvesting machines is considered your Maisa, or is it not considered your Maisa? So for Shabbos and Shvius, so one could argue that all of that literature in the Poskim, b'negia matzah or Shvius or Shabbos, would be negia mazikim also. Then if it's considered you doing it and you setting it up, then you're chayif al tzadim amazik. And if it's not considered you setting it up, it's indirect and it's not good enough for matzah, then it's not going to be good enough for, it's not going to be considered adam amazik either. That's an argument that one could make. I'm sure you could be machalic if you really thought about it and got into it, but kipshutai, that's an argument that one could make. Okay? So basically about the self-driving cars, if you set a self-driving car and it got into an accident, I would think according to most poiskim, they would hold that you're chayav for that. That's adam amazik. The same way when you're driving the car, it's adam amazik. When you set up the car to go and it went, it's called, what? Right, it's like chitzav. It's like chitzav, it's like koichoi, basically. It's all coming from you. So since it's all coming from you, I would think that maybe it's the same thing. Right? That's what I would think, but it's fascinating how you have to come up for an answer to that shaila, and the closest thing we have in the Gemara is like, okay, you open up the water and you drown the guy. But you have to apply it to these things based on the principles of the poiskim. So I would say the self-driving car and all these, the robot and all these things, pashtus, I would think, is shayach to this halacha and your chayiv. Unplugging the fridge, I'm still unsure. Maybe it's more like locking the animal in. Okay? Okay. That's Aleph. Let's go into Beis. Hayamake bepatish v'yotza gates, which is a spark. So you were hitting a metal with a hammer, and a spark goes out and it lights a fire. Is that me, or is that the spark, or is that the hammer, or is that the metal? It's koichai. Ah. So hareza chayev. You're chayev. That's what you're saying. You're chayev because it's koichai. That's your power doing it. It's your energy doing it. You're chayev. That's a mefurish gemara in Akoinis, and you know l'chayra. It's pretty straightforward halacha. Now, by the way, the force of gravity is also considered your koach. So in other words, let's say I didn't add koach to it, but let's say I'm holding a big boulder on top of your $10,000 crystal bowl, and I let go. No, it's gravity. If I would be on the moon, that would have never happened. Right? That's not me. I didn't do that. So you don't say that. You say that letting go of something is also called koichai. So that's important halacha also. So if you let out the propane gas, if you open a gas line into someone's house and the gas itself is mazik, the choy you're chai for that. But if, I don't know what happens afterwards, chas v'shalom, there's cases that because of that they lit a fire. And
there was a case on Shabbos where Chayal died because from poison, monoxide poisoning. He had a heater on and turned off and the gas kept going and he died.
Right. Saying so, yeah, if it's direct like that, but sometimes what could happen is that there's a gas leak. There's a terrible story in one of the camps,
yeah.
Not now, but a little years ago, that there were Bochum in an apartment and they went in and they put in a fire, and the gas line was open for like 6 months. And basically, to light the stove, the match, and it like blew up the whole house basically. But, you know, if the gas line is direct, opening the gas is chayiv if it's direct. Okay. Next halacha: Habanoi shekibel alav esakoisa l'soistrei v'shover esavonim oyhizik chayiv. Okay, this a contractor comes in order to expand your home. Now in those days, building material, what they did was that they would take the stones, move the stone away, expand the house, and put the stone back. They would use the same stones. What if the guy broke the stones? He's chayiv. If he knocked it over and eventually it broke, because indirectly you're potter, directly you're chayiv. Okay. Halacha Dalet is a very interesting halacha. Halacha Dalet is where the Gemara directly talks about the concept of a contractor. There's a contractor and a subcontractor. So the halacha is like this. You're building a home. There's a lot of steps to building the home. You have to first get the stones from the mountain. And then you have to go and process the stone. And et cetera, et cetera. So when I'm a contractor, I subcontract out the guy in the mountain. Then I pass the stone from the guy in the mountain to the guy in the factory that's going to make it into a nicely shaped stone. Then he's going to go ahead and pass it around to the person that's going to go carry it to the site. And then the person in the site is going to go put it down. So the halacha is that every person is chayiv for the damage that occurs to the stone from the stone while it's under their jurisdiction. Okay, now let's read it inside. Hachoitziv. Pierce a choitzav avon me'ahar. Shechotzav Evan. He cut out the stone from the mountain. V'nosnoi l'sasos. And he went ahead and gave it to the person who perfects the stone. V'hizik and it damaged. Hasasos chayiv. The sasos is chayiv. Masa hasasos l'chamar. If he gave it over to someone that's going to bring it to the site. Hachamar chayiv. At that point, the person who makes the stone is potter and the delivery man is chayiv. Masa hachamar l'katev. Hakatav chayiv, Masra hakatav labanoi, eventually gets to the hand of the builder. The builder is chayiv, and the other ones are potter. He passes it around to the person who sets it up, then that person is chayiv. And if after they finish setting up the whole thing, v'machash ha'sidru al shuras ha'binyin, nafal v'hizik, If after they set up the wall, it damages. Im him kablanim, if they're kulam shutvim b'balacha, kulam chayavim. If they're all partners in this company, we build houses, and we all have this concept. We build homes, and we have this company. My job is, I do the carving. Once the house is built, if damage is caused from the home, all of us have to pay. Even though I did my job properly, I carved the stone, what's the problem? No, but we're all equally achrai on the damages that the house causes. But if they're all hired out to a contractor, then only the last guy's chayiv. Because I did my job. You pay me for the 2 hours of work, and I did the 2 hours of work. What do you want from my life? But if they're kablonim, that means that their job is to do a certain part of building the home. They're all chayiv for the damage that happens mitzadom. They're like shoimrim. There's a little bit of a machlekes here, exactly what's going on. Pashup shad is that till now we were talking, it was like adam amazik. We dropped the stone, so each guy is only chayiv if he drops the stone. The Rambam says it a little differently. That the idea basically is that it's like a bar. It's a concept. Basically, it's like a shoimer. If we have this company, and every person in the company does a different, we're partners in the company, but every person has their expertise. So we all have an achrayis to make sure that no part goes wrong. So I have to make sure if I run the electrical that I don't cause an electrical fire, and that part is under my jurisdiction. But once, and the other people are not chayav for that, because that's the part that's specifically under my jurisdiction. But once the job is complete, then we're all chayav equally, because we're all partners in this company that built the home. We don't any. Once the home is complete, we don't look anymore that each person is only in his own tchum. We look at it like you're partners in the home, because if there's profits, you're all going to split it. So I don't know how that plays out today. In today's
Matzias, probably that see everybody else just screwing up.
Right. If today you only have the GC.
Be buying a final product, let's say at Walmart, or a medication, or something has an effect on you. So Walmart gets you because they sold it, but then they go back to the manufacturer, goes back, to all the different parties. Yeah. So that's between them in terms of their own, internal indemnification, but.
But the question is if you were like a self contractor. You were a self contractor, you tried to do a plumbing job on your own. So you called this guy to break your floor, and you called this guy, and everyone's like sitting there and a bunch of
But they're not
shutrim,
so you have to go each guy.
Right. They're not shutrim. So
you don't have this concept today where you're shutrim to pull the house together, Kimai.
Probably not.
You have a GC
and he subcontracts to everyone else. So at the end of the day, you only chive to the subcontract. Where you could have it, maybe is in a homeowners association where they're taking certain achrayas of as shutum. Every owner of the condo, let's say, is taking achrayas if there's damage from the building to someone else or something like that.
Or to the common areas.
Yeah. So something like that, where there's a shutfus, everyone's
kind. So over there, the association is responsible.
Right.
You're part of the association.
Right. Even though maybe what I participated in is something different. I don't know. It's not so shy, but it's an interesting halacha how it plays out. So this the whole yesod of this simon, or these two simon, Shempein Gimel, Shempein Dalet, is to determine when is it called Adam Amazik, when is it called Mamon Amazik. That's really the entire build-out of these simonim. So next week is Shin Pei Hei. It's very interesting. What happens if you make your friend's... What happens if you made your friend's food treif? Your chayv? It's called hezek she'ena nikar. So we're going to get into that sugya. You make hezek, which is not noticeable, but it's valuable. So what's going to be the halacha there? Okay, shkarech.